Welcome to episode 511 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. 10 years ago, more than 50% of Americans indicated that they attended a religious service at least once per month. In the spring of 2022, that number had fallen to 40%. In 2020, 47% of Americans said they belonged to a church, synagogue, or mosque, down from 50% in 2018 and 70% in 1999. Data suggests that membership in a faith group is continuing to decline. Many people today understand the church as a building. This is not a biblical understanding of the church. The word church is a translation of the Greek word ekklesia, which is defined as an assembly or called out ones. The root meaning of church is not that of a building, but of people. It is ironic that when you ask people what church they attend, they usually identify a building. Romans 16 verse 5 says, "Greet the church that is in their house." Paul refers to the church in their house, not a church building, but a body of believers. The church is the body of Christ, of which he is the head. Ephesians 1 verses 22 to 23 says, "And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way." The body of Christ is made up of all believers in Jesus Christ from the day of Pentecost until Christ's return. Biblically, we may regard the church in two ways: as a universal church or as the local church. The universal church consists of everyone everywhere who has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. So says Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 13. This verse says that anyone who believes is part of the body of Christ and has received the Spirit of Christ as evidence. All those who have received salvation through faith in Jesus Christ comprise the universal church. The local church consists of the church that you attend, whatever denomination that might be. Acts 2 verse 42 could be considered a purpose statement for the church. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. According to this verse, the purposes, activities of the church should be teaching biblical doctrine, providing a place of fellowship for believers, observing sacraments like the Lord's Supper, and praying. The church is to teach biblical doctrine so we can be grounded in our faith. Ephesians 4 verse 14 tells us, "Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming." The church is to be a place of fellowship, where Christians can express love for and support of each other. The church is to be a place where believers can observe sacraments like the Lord's Supper, which commemorates Christ's death and shed blood on our behalf. The concept of breaking bread also carries the idea of having meals together. This is another example of the church promoting fellowship. The final purpose of the church, according to Acts 2 verse 42, is prayer. The church is to be a place that promotes prayer, teaches prayer, and practices prayer. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 encourages us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Another commission given to the church is proclaiming the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ. The church is called to be faithful in sharing the gospel through word and deed. The church is to be a lighthouse in the community, pointing people toward Christ. The church is to both promote the gospel and prepare its members to proclaim the gospel. Of the purpose of church, James writes in James 1 verse 27, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." The church is to be about the business of ministering to those in need. This includes not only sharing the gospel, but also providing for physical needs, food, clothing, shelter, as necessary and appropriate. The church is also to equip believers in Christ with the tools they need to overcome sin and remain free from the pollution of the world. This is done by biblical teaching and Christian fellowship. Paul gave an excellent illustration to the believers in Corinth. The church is God's hands, mouth, and feet in this world, the body of Christ. We are to be doing the things that Jesus Christ would do if he were here physically on the earth. The church is to be Christian, Christ-like, and Christ-following. The church, if it lives out the true meaning of its creed, is a peculiar institution, marked by caring, loving relationships, responsive to the needs of the community, centers of learning where thinking is encouraged, open to questions and doubt, grounded in the infallible word of God, energized by prayer and worship, where disciples are made, and powered by the Holy Spirit. Yes, peculiar, special, the body of Christ. Church attendance is not just a good suggestion, it is God's will for believers. Hebrews 10 verse 25 says we should not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Even in the early church, some were falling into the bad habit of not meeting with other believers. The author of Hebrews says that's not the way to go. We need the encouragement that church attendance affords. And the approach of the end times should prompt us to be even more devoted to going to church. And watching services online is no substitute for in-person attendance. When a person trusts Jesus Christ for salvation, he or she is made a member of the body of Christ. For a church body to function properly, all of its body parts need to be present and working. It's not enough to just attend a church. We should be involved in some type of ministry to others, using the spiritual gifts God has given us. A believer will never reach full spiritual maturity without having that outlet for his or her gifts, and we all need the assistance and encouragement of other believers. For these reasons and more, church attendance, participation, and fellowship should be regular aspects of a believer's life. Weekly church attendance is in no sense required for believers, but someone who belongs to Christ should have a desire to worship God, receive his word, and fellowship with other believers. In his second epistle to the Corinthians, Paul uses the metaphor of a letter to summarize what living as a Christian is all about. He says, "You are a letter from Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God." In other words, a Christian life is special in the sense that it clearly communicates something of who and what God is. The Christian church ought to be filled with believers whose lives write these letters. When people look at us, they must not see a weird or bizarre person or a weird or bizarre group of people, but they must see something special in us. We're reminded of what happened in Jerusalem when Peter and John witnessed fearlessly of their faith. Though they were unschooled and ordinary men, the people were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. The awareness of the glorious fact that we are God's special possession will make us different. People will take note that we, like Peter and John, have been with Jesus. As individuals and as institutions, we're called to be peculiar in this special sense. Father, thank you for the gift of the church through which we can love and learn and grow and serve. Strengthen us as church members and strengthen our churches as institutions. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.